Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Johnny, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you go there, you can find lots of stuff to listen to read. You can ask questions, check out my blog. Our newsletter is there. We'd like you to subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And a poll question. Every week, we ask a different poll question, and we want to know what you think. And so click your answer, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. John Bradbury's on our website. He's deposited a lot of good stuff on our website. You can find him there as well. Just type his name into the search engine or find him in the Brain Trust list. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. And that's what we're talking about, getting a project or a business off the ground. Right, John?
That's right. That's right.
And before we go any further, though, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
The website is readyfounder.com. And there's a page there that describes the book. You can download a chapter of the book, and of course, you can get the book at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and hopefully anywhere books are sold.
Right. Now, we're talking about some of the steps, some of the key elements of getting a business off the ground, getting a new product off the ground, new venture off the ground. First thing we talked about was making sure that you're proactive about getting those early customers, getting the ball rolling. Then you said you need to understand how. Why customers? If we could figure out, John, and if we could come up with a science that a formula that we could continue to turn to, that would help us understand why customers buy not just the first time, but why do they come back? You wouldn't have to worry. The dollars would come and play in your backyard if you could figure that out completely, wouldn't it?
That's true, and it's often you'll get some early sales just purely out of the novelty effect. Mm-hmm. Think about how many restaurants do well mm-hmm. in their first few months, but lose steam over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question though is, and this is the essence of business. This is why I love business because it's really about meeting a human need. You know, what core problem are you solving for people, and don't fool yourself if people are buying your product early on. What you really need to understand is how they're using it, why they're using it, if they like it, why they like it, and if they love it and they're telling their friends about it, which is obviously what you want, why is that?
The first time a major corporation agreed to do business with me in my media company over 10 years ago, I was very excited. The next year, when they renewed, I was very proud.
That's the key. That is absolutely the essence of growing your business. And you have to go out and be, you know, there's no other word for it, aggressive about the sales process. But once you acquire customers, the key is delivering value.
One of the biggest mistakes I see, John, you talk about this in your book, I see small business owners making, and folks, yes, I'm talking to you. I'm looking right at you. I'm talking to you. And the reason I'm painting you with a broad brush is because I'm including myself in this. And John, if you're honest, you'll probably admit to some of this yourself.
Oh, I'm preaching to myself every day.
We take our customers for granted sometimes. We can't do that, can we? We can never. You got to find a way to never, ever, ever give up on you know, making sure that you know why they're coming in. And this is huge right now in the age of the customer, John, how their mm-hmm. expectations are evolving. Not necessarily changing, but their expectations are evolving, aren't they?
That's right. That's right. And you mentioned earlier about what is the science, you know, of understanding what your customers are getting from you and how much value they're getting from you. And, you know, I think the first thing that you can do is good old-fashioned thing, and that's talk to your customers, you know, develop relationships with them, and listen to what they have to say, and don't assume that simply because they're handing over money, they're going to spread the word about your product.
You know, John, I think I've decided that there is one single key to success in business, and that is ask your customers what they want and then do it. I really believe that is the holy grail of business. What do you think?
I do, and I guess right in line with that is not assuming. One of the, I guess, the traps that overconfident entrepreneurs fall into is assuming that the competition is not very strong, or that once you have a customer, that the competition, that they won't consider other competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's simply not true. We just live in a world that's changing too rapidly. And, you know, if you think about your own customer behavior, there are times where you were extremely loyal to one service or mm-hmm. product, and for some reason you
change. Things change. And, nobody ever asked me. I don't remember anybody ever asking me about any of that to find out why my tastes, my plans, my desires changed, and yet they evolved. And if the companies that I did business with had asked that, they would have kept up with me, and I'd still be doing business with them.
That's right,
John.
That's
I need your website one more time, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
Six Secrets to Startup Success is the book. John Bradbury, will you come back again? We've got more to talk about.
I would love to.
We'll see you next time. John Bradbury, folks. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.